Welcome to your five for the day. Valentine's Day is a day when couples who are in love declare their love for one another by verse, flowers, chocolates, and even a nice meal. It was during the middle of the 18th century that Valentine's Day started to take off in this country, with lovers sending sweets and cards adorned with flowers and ribbons. We know very little of who Valentine was, but tradition tells us that he was a Roman priest at a time when there was an emperor called Claudius who persecuted the church at that particular time. He had an edict, a law, that prohibited the marriage of young people. This was based on the hypothesis that unmarried soldiers fought better than married soldiers, because married soldiers might be afraid of what would happen to their wives and families if something untoward happened on the battlefield. Valentine not only encouraged the marriage of young people, he also encouraged them to marry within the Christian church. He was eventually caught, imprisoned, and tortured for performing marriage ceremonies against the command of the Emperor Claudius. In the year 269 AD, Valentine was sentenced to a three-part execution of a beating, stoning, and finally decapitation, all because of his stand for Christian marriage. That doesn't sound very romantic, does it? But now, of course, when we think of Valentine's Day, we think of it as a very happy day, a time of celebrating and expressing love. In the Bible, there is an Old Testament book called the Songs of Solomon, where we can read of the love between Solomon and a Shalomite maiden. A very romantic story. You may or you may not know it, but the greatest love story ever written is to be found in the Bible, and it can be summed up in two verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus once said to his followers, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the early Christians in Rome. In chapter 8 we read these amazing words, "Who shall separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The love that I am reading of is not about lust or envy or sex, but is about you and me as individuals being valued and loved by a God who really does care for us, and the Lord Jesus Christ who demonstrated his love for us by going to the cross at Calvary. It is written of Jesus as the one who humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I'd like to finish with these lovely words of Graham Kendrick. "Such love, pure as the whitest snow, such love weeps for the shame I know, such love paying the debt I owe, O Jesus, such love. Such love stilling my restlessness, such love filling my emptiness, such love showing me holiness, O Jesus, such love. Such love springs from eternity, such love streaming through history, such love fountain of life to me, O Jesus, such love." Thank you for listening.